He will go in during the day, he will go into Jerusalem. But in the evening,
晚上呢?
He will go to Bethany to stay in Bethany.
住在伯大尼,
住在伯大尼, 马, Why is that the case? Especially during Passover, the hotels, all the accommodation will be very, very crowded and expensive.
因为他知道在这个逾越节的时候, 在耶路撒冷城里面, 所有的住宿地方, 非常的拥挤,
and our passage today
今天的经文呢?
Is exactly on Passover week.
发生在逾越节那个那个那周。
So you know that why Jesus had to stay in Bethany.
所以你知道耶稣为什么要住在伯大尼。
And then we kind of we know that there's a leper, Simon the leper.
我们又讲到一个西门家的一个大麻风的西门。
I don't know whether you understand when we talk about leper or leprosy, you know what's all about?
我们讲到麻风，你知道它的意义代表意义是什么呢？ 是在讲什么吗？
A leper is an unclean person.
He's
not only ritualistic, not clean ritualistically, but also physically. He has to be cast out. He can only stay by himself. He cannot eat or in any contact with any person. But in this passage, we can see that he was having a dinner with Jesus. And then we know that there, something must be happening. He must be cleansed before he can have meal with Jesus and with other people. And from the Bible, we know that not many people, I mean, there were a lot of leprosy in those days, but not many people get cleansed. We know that in Old Testament, there's a general from Syria, from Assyria.
从亚述帝国有一个人，一个将军。
He got leprosy.
他是生了麻风病。
And then he went to Israel and asked for Elijah to cleanse him.
他就到以色列国去请求这个先知以利亚，说我怎么样能够洁净呢？
And the prophet tells him that you go to the river Jordan and dip there.
所以这个先知跟说，你到约旦河，你到那边去浸，浸入式的浸个几下。
Seven times.
七次要进入到约旦河里面,
seven times.
七次。
But he said, why do I have to do that?
他就说为什么要这样干呢? 为什么呢? Why? 为什么?
The river Jordan is not nowhere better than my river in hometown.
约旦河也比我家乡的河也没有比我家乡河要好到哪里去嘞?
But one of his servants, his mate, tell him,
但是他有一个女仆卑女, 就是从以色列国去的, 就告诉他,
why don't you try that? He went in.
他就去了,
deep seven times.
然后就进入水约旦河里面七次,
he was cleansed.
诶, 就好了。
I think that's the only time in Old Testament other than Moses and Aaron, when they do need to perform the miracle before Pharaoh, they did leprosy and they got cleansed. And also Miriam got cleansed at the end.
我觉得这是在所有圣经里面，就是在摩西、亚伦等等的这个时代的时候，除了有限的几个人，包括米利安以外，唯一的一次写到这个大麻风得到洁净。There's
no other record for people get cleansed in Old Testament.
旧约圣里面除了这个以外，这个例子以外，没有再提到任何人大麻风病人得到洁净。But
in New Testament,
但是在新约圣经里面,
we know that there were 10 lepers, right?
我们知道有10个大麻风病人,
and they got cleansed.
全部都治好了。
And what they did?
他们做了什么呢?
When Jesus told them to go, and they got cleansed when they went.
所以耶稣跟他们就去，他们就好了。
And the only occasion when there's a leper
唯一一次这个有个大麻风病人。
He was all by himself.
他是只是单独一个人。
And he said, "Son of David."
说大卫的儿子啊。
Help me.
帮助我。
And Jesus asked him, "What do you want?"
耶稣就问他说你要什么呢？
I want to be cleansed.
我要得到洁净。
And we know that at that moment Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and he was cleansed there then.
到耶稣就伸出手触摸到他，他就好了。
And we're thinking, does Jesus have to touch him before he can cleanse him? Because he is, you know, for the Jews, when you touch something unclean, you become unclean.
Yeah, 我们就问了说，耶稣基督身为一个犹太人，我们知道犹太人，当你触摸到不洁净人。你自己就变成不洁净，那耶稣有必要去触摸这个大麻风病人吗？
He can just tell him, you go and get cleansed.
他只要跟他讲说，吩咐说你去就好了。
But we know that Jesus understand and know what does Simon need.
但是我们知道耶稣基督知道西门需要的是什么。
He need not only to be cleansed ritualistically,
不但是在仪式上要能够洁净，
He need to be comforted internally.
然后他的内心里面也必须被触摸到。
Because he's an individual leper.
因为这是一个孤单的、很孤单的一个大麻风病人。
Nobody has touched him for a long time.
没有人的任何人接触他已经有一段时日了。
So you can see Jesus' healing is also touching other aspect of his life.
不但是在身体上医治他，而是在他全方位的能够触摸到医治他。
It's the same appear to each and every one of us.
对我们来说如此。
Not only Jesus will heal you for your sickness.
耶稣基督不但医治了你的疾病。
He will heal all aspects of your life.
他在你身体、生命里面全方位的来医治你。
If you ask.
要去恳求他，求他。
Now the, we come to here is a veil of very costly perfume.
我们今天讲到一瓶非常珍贵的一个香膏。
值多少钱？How much does it cost?
值多少钱？三十两银子。
And in our Chinese Bible says 30 pieces of silver.
中文本翻成说三十两银子。
Now that, but on the other translation in English, they were talking about 300 denarii.
另外一个地方就是说，这个当时货币是300个denarii.
And how much does it? I mean,
到底是值多少？
to you and me, how much is that?
所以它到底是值多少呢？
And some people say, oh, it's about 1 year's salary.
有人说大概是一年的工钱吧，当年的那个货币值大概现在。
Because when they work in the vineyard,
当你在这个葡萄园工作
and they got $1 a day,
他们就是每天是挣一两银子，
块钱，
一块钱。
So $300 would be about a year's salary.
好吧，一天一块钱，所以一年就365天，差不多300块。
This is for the people in the city will think this way.
Yeah, 城市人是这样想。
But if you live in the village, live in a farm.
如果是在农村的话
you know that in a year in a farm the busiest time is not more than 40 days
那你知道 在这个农忙的时候最多就是40天
in a year
40天一年40天是就是农忙的日子
and you think when we got a dollar for the day
如果是农忙的时候工作一天一块钱
In a year, then you have what? When you get the money, what should you do?
Yeah, 当你一年挣个四十块钱的时候，你在怎么花呢？
When I talk about this passage, I always think about the when you go to Home Depot in the morning, right?
Home Depot 的时候
what do you see in outside?
你在外面看到是什么人？ Day labor, huh?
Day labor.
Yeah.
You know how much they charge? How much they charge now?
Yeah, 他们现在一天 charge. I want to know.
Huh?Wow, I thought it's only 100, and you're telling me 160. Wow, that's a lot of money, mucho dinero.
I will work for you. 他,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this information. Exactly. So you think, you know, for those amigos, if they don't have business on the day, they will go home empty-handed and empty stomach.
如果是他们当天没有工作的话, 那就是口袋空空了,
That's exactly when we think about 300 denarios.
所以我们想到就是300块的时候,
you think about them, okay?
你要想想看,
so 300 denarii is a lot of money for an ordinary people.
对一般人来说, 300块已经不少了。
But for a big family, for the rich person,
对有钱的人来说,
you know how much is the price for a slave in those days?
你知道当年那个时代, 一个奴隶的, 要花多少钱买一个奴隶呢?
When Judas sold out Jesus,
当耶稣, 当犹大卖耶稣的时候,
how much did he get?
他得到多少钱? 三十两银子。
Exactly 300 denarii.
就是所谓, 当时货币300块。
So for the rich family,
$300
is nothing. Because they can have a few slaves in their household. That's why we need to do the better translation on this. Well, I think we might be able to say 300,000. In our terms in the present date.
如果是照今天的那个价钱，钱的价钱来说， 很可能是要接近三十万，三十万，三，300,000，right，三十万。
So you know how expensive that can be, huh?
所以你们知道那瓶香膏到底有多贵， okay, 30万一瓶香膏。
And then we found out that when Mary was doing this, and people, Jesus' disciples was criticizing her. Why such waste? Why don't you just sell it and give the money to the poor? But we know that Jesus said she was doing that for my burial.
耶稣跟他们说,
and we know that in the Bible,
在圣经里,
those people get anointed.
这些人觉得很不爽的人,
it's anointed.
被受高的人,
they are the priest.
Okay, 这些人是,
and in that order.
Yes, 照这个秩序来,
it has to be in this order. Because normally people will think when you're anointed, that would be the firstly would be the king, the ruler. The Bible doesn't say, the Bible says it's the priest, the prophet, and the ruler. If you with this order, if you look when you read the Old Testament, you understand why the priest was playing this such important role in the court in those days. Because he speaks for God. As a priest, he leads his people to God. And he's turned around and speaks to the people on God's behalf. As a prophet, he's a foreteller. He's also a forth-telling.
他是一个神的话语的传达人。
He's not a fortune teller.
他不是所谓的算命的。好,
remember, the prophet is a foreteller. F-O-R-E.
先讲。先讲,先知。
He's a forth-teller. F-O-R-T-H. 直讲。
先讲,直讲。
God's word. He's never a fortune teller.
不是所谓的,
算命的, huh? 好。
预言什么什么这些。
Now we know that the background of this passage now.
所以我们现在就知道这一段经文的这个背景了。
Jesus' disciple doesn't understand his ministry.
这个耶稣的门徒并不明白他的使命。
But Mary understands Jesus' ministry.
但是玛利亚明白。
I think.
我想。
Because she saw what Jesus has done to his brother Nazareth.
我想他是看到了耶稣基督如何在他的兄弟拿撒勒身上的作为。
Jesus resurrected Nazareth from the death. Jesus, then Mary slightly understand what does resurrection mean. And he understand Jesus' ministry. So today, our theme today is a service, a commemorative service to the Lord. We know that Mary has done a service that is commemorable to the Lord. What is a service that's commemorable to the Lord? Number one, it has to be Christ-centered. It's appropriate to anoint Jesus. Why is that so? Because Jesus, he is the priest, the perfect priest. We can read it from the Hebrews, from the book of Hebrews. He is also the prophet. If you read the Gospel of John, you will see that a lot of people testifying that Jesus is the prophet. And he's also the king. He's the king of kings. He's the king to come back again. So it's appropriate to anoint Jesus. Because he is the one that's worthy to be worshipped in this way. And Jesus was saying,
what Mary has done,
is for his burial. It's timely. When you think when after Jesus was taken down from the cross, Joseph and Nicodemus, they came with a lot of frankincense. And they were going to anoint Jesus. But Jesus never said that you should remember them as well. Why is that so? Jesus was dead then. So when we serve the Lord, we have to be timely. The timing is very, very important. I used to think in it this way. When you graduate, and you're looking for a job, what will be people looking for? What will be your future employer looking for?
你的未来的雇主是找的是什么样的人？
When you just graduate,
你才刚刚毕业。
They look for your education, right?
他们看的一般是你的教育背景，是吧？你的教育、学历。
Is that right?
对，看你的学历。
Whether you graduate from UCI,
UCI 呢？
还是 IC？
或者 UCI 或者 IC？
IC 是 Irvine College 嘛？Is that the difference there? So your education is very important, right? When you come to the middle age, when you're doing job hunting, or people, you get hunted for a better position. Your qualifications, right? Is that right? Whether you have been working in IBM or Apple, whatever, those big companies. It's unfortunately, when you come to, when you over 50, you'll be looking for your medication.
看你的病例,
So when you're young, people look at your education. When you're looking for a better job, the people look at your qualifications. But at the end, you look at your own medications. How can we serve the Lord in this way? Brothers and sisters, serving the Lord is timely. I used to think this way. It's always my thinking this way. If God put a person right next to you, and you see his need, the Lord is telling you, you are the one most suitable to serve him. Don't turn that away. If God gives you a burden for a certain ministry, God is saying that you are the right person to do the job. Take it up. Don't forget this one. And when we serve with the Lord, we are sharing the yoke. When we read about this passage, we say, oh, how come Jesus is so cruel that he asks us to give him all our burden, heavy laden? And then we have to share him with a yoke. The yoke is something nasty, right? But if you look at it carefully, when a pair of oxen working in the field,
is
the left one is the older, the more experienced ox. He will carry all the yoke, but at the same time working with the younger one. If you look at a horse carriage, it's the left front horse is the leading horse. Because with that horse being able to perform all the command, all the work, all other horses, the other horses will be calm down and follow his way. The same apply when Jesus was saying this to us. Take up the yoke. Take up the yoke. Because I'll be working with you. Sharing the yoke, okay? Bearing the cross, cross bearing.
什么叫做, 埋上你的背起十字架?
It's always being misunderstood.
被很多人误解。
And you know that Mary was being scolded. She was being told off.
所以玛利亚从小在被人家批评，跟人家说， 哎，算了吧。
You guys, you Christians are stupid people.
有人就说, 哎, 你们基督徒是很笨的。
Why don't you have to go to the church every Sunday morning? Why don't you sleep over for the day? Why don't you take money, make all the offering to the church? Why don't you keep it in your own pocket? Right? Why do you have to serve in the church? Why don't you go out and yam cha? Is that right? Why do we have doing so? Because they don't understand. And Jesus is telling us, we have to bear the cross. Because Jesus is saying that, share, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Do you think self-sacrifice is easier to do the sacrifice on the cross? Which one is easier? Which one is easier? Self-denial is, in the Gospel of Luke, it says daily you have to sacrifice yourself. When you sacrifice yourself on the cross, we are no cats, right? Yeah, the cats have 9 lives, right? Now we have only 1 life. So, one off, right? Is that right? But you have to, when you follow Christ, you have to sacrifice yourself, deny yourself daily. This is the way, the service that is in memory to the God. Okay. When you find that when you're doing serving the right, even people don't understand you. You find that when Mary break the bottle,
当这个玛利亚把这个香膏的瓶子打碎的时候，
you find that in John, in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音，
it immediately comes up, the fragrance fill the house.
整个的屋子充满了香气。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
if you serve the Lord right,even other people don't understand you,
即使别人不了解你,
others will feel, they can smell the fragrance of your service.
但是这些人他还是会闻到这些满室的香气。
You don't have to publicize it.
你不需要去打着鼓去宣传。
Because
因为
your good work will be noticeable by others.
别人是会注意到的。
In the passage, do you see when this disciples was scolding, was telling Mary off?
我们看到这经文，当这些门徒们在责备玛利亚的时候，
did Mary say anything?
玛利亚有没有说什么话对自己解释呢？有没有伸冤自己伸冤？
Not a word.
一句话也没说。
It's because Jesus spoke on her behalf.
因为耶稣基督已经为他伸冤了，替他讲话了。
The same apply to us today.
我们今天也是如此。
When you serve the Lord faithfully in the church,
当你在教会里非常忠心的侍奉主的时候，
even people doesn't understand you.
即使有人不了解。
Your family doesn't understand you.
你的家人不明白。
Even the people in the church doesn't understand you.
教会人也不明白你。
You don't have to say a word.Jesus will speak on your behalf. Amen, ma. Amen?
Amen.
This is what God, what Jesus has done for us. And finally,
最后,
Jesus said,
耶稣基督说,
wherever you go to preach the gospel,
当你到什么地方去传讲福音的时候,
mention what this woman has done.
要提一下这个 个女人为我所做的事。
In memory of her.
纪念她。
Let's bow our head. I hope that God, the Holy Spirit has spoken to you.
我希望今天的圣灵要对你说话。
Maybe there's a person.
也许有一个人。
Maybe there's a ministry.
也许有一个事工。
Maybe there's an idea.
也许有一个意念。
God has put in your mind.
神放在你的心里。
And wants you to respond.
需要你的回应。
Make this respond now.
现在就回应他。